Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, Christian. It's Elizabeth Hurley from the Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign calling you.
Wow, this is proper showbiz now. This is Liz Hurley. Good morning, Liz Hurley.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for giving us a call. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So you're calling in for breast cancer awareness?
I am. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're kicking off the campaign in the UK today.
Oh, good for you. Well, thank you very much for giving us a call and supporting such a great charity.
Thank you.
Now, obviously, we're still doing a breakfast show whilst we do this feature, and we've been running it for a week and a half, and various celebrities have been calling in, telling us about all these amazing causes and amazing charities. But also, whilst they're on, Liz, we've still been running the breakfast show. And this morning on the show, the biggest question that we've got running at the moment is, what packet of crisps would you offer up to an alien if you had to show them the very best packet of crisps from here on planet Earth? It's a big question, I'm sure you can appreciate.
It's tricky, because I love crisps, but I'd probably have to say smoky bacon.
But which type of smoky bacon would you go for, Liz?
What do you mean, which brand?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, are we allowed to advertise?
Yes, we can.
Well, in that case, I'd have to change my answer.
Yeah, go on, then.
There's a really nice brand of popcorn by someone called Willie's, William Chase, and it's called Fit Corn, and it's really delicious. And it has an apple cider vinegar flavour, which is my favourite.
God, that's so jolly posh.
Isn't it, darling? And it only 94 calories per pack.
Well, there you go. Now I know why it's called Fit Corn.
There you go.
It's not coated in the sort of the Butterkissed stuff that we used to get as kids at the cinema.
No, it's made of rapeseed oil, and apple cider vinegar is very good for you.
It is. It's very, very good. That's right. Yeah. Now, how this works, and every celebrity that calls us, they leave a question for the next one. Are you a football fan, Liz?
Christ, no.
Now, you strike me as more of a UFC fan. Are you going up to Manchester for 204 this weekend?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. What's UFC?
It's two fighters locked into a cage, and they...
No. Hateful.
Right. No. What sport do you like? Let me guess. Polo?
I quite like watching show jumping.
Show jumping, right. Okay.
And gymnastics.
So you must have loved the Olympics.
Yeah, no, I love watching the girls do gymnastics. I'm not too keen on watching boys do it, but the little girls, I like it when they flick those ribbons and balls around and stuff. Love it.
Well, why don't you like the guys doing it? The guys can flick balls around very well.
I know, I just like the little girls. Don't forget, I'm very old, so I remember the 70s with all the beautiful little Russian girls.
Yes, you're quite right. I forgot you are so
very old. And they were fantastic.
Right, OK.
Yeah.
And now the question from our last celebrity was a goalkeeping legend, Mark Crosley, a former forest keeper.
Yes.
And he wants to know three FA Cup final penalty savers. Who are they? Only three goalkeepers have saved penalties and FA Cup final. He's one of them. Who are the other two? Take any guesses.
I've only heard of one goalkeeper because I met him once. His name was David Siemens. Is that right?
He was an England former England keeper, an Arsenal keeper, but it's not him. But
it's
great guess.
Large
but, oh, well, he had large hands.
One of him. No, I've never heard of another goalkeeper.
No,
sorry.
Okay. Well, let's not worry about
that.
Now we need a question from you, Liz, for the next celebrity.
A question? Does it have to be about football?
No, good God, no. But whatever you want.
Right. Well, I'm going to say, what was your biggest challenge, and how did you overcome it?
What was your biggest challenge and how did you overcome it?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's yours?
My biggest challenge? Not picking my split end, probably, when I'm sitting on long car journeys. Just kidding. Just kidding. Well, as I am here to talk about breast cancer, I'd have to say, I promised founder of the Breast Cancer Research Foundation that when I hit 40, I'd have a mammogram every year. And I didn't want to do it. And I get very nervous before every single one. I get scared, actually.
Yeah.
But I have them annually now, and I feel better for it.
And do you advise all women over 40 to do it every single year, yeah?
Well, it's recommended by some doctors that you do. Before 40, you're too young for a mammogram because the breast tissue is too dense. So we recommend that everybody checks their own breast every month. And that can be a nervous thing to do, too. You know, it's really a human instinct. Sometimes we don't ever want to get bad news, so we put it off. So one of the big things we've been doing with our breast cancer awareness campaign is making people familiar with their breasts and trying to prevent worse things happening in the future by being very aware and by checking your breast regularly, going to the doctor regularly, and knowing that if a breast cancer is detected early, there's a very strong chance
treatable.
Of survival. 9 out of 10 women will survive. But if it's not found early, the statistics are much grimmer. So I think challenging oneself to, you know, go for regular tests, check up regularly is very, really important.
Yeah, it's worth pushing through just that little bit of uncomfortableness. Ben Stiller's been in the news this week. He got himself checked out with prostate.
Cancer.
It saved his life going to get checked for prostate cancer, and they found it and he treated it. But if he hadn't got to get checked out, and men the same thing, don't want to self-examine themselves and go and get the test. But it saved Ben Stiller's life. Liz,
absolutely.
Also, one last question. Bizarrely, every single celebrity who's called in this morning has seen Bridget Jones's Baby, the movie. Have you seen it?
Do you know what? I'm really ashamed to say I haven't seen it yet because I've been filming. I'm still just finishing off season 3 of filming The Royals, so I've seen nothing, but I definitely intend to see that movie.
Okay, what is that noise of like a...
That was my telephone. I apologise.
Right, okay.
I know it sounded like an alien. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anyway, Liz, thank you very much for giving us a call. Great cause, well said, and lovely chat. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thanks, Christian.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.